With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williams and this is Silverback Pride. This is our weekly podcast. And stuff is getting going. The last few weeks, every time I got with you, I said, hey, we're getting closer. We're basically here. Crap is flying. Let's just get right to it, guys. I mean, the Raiders are a different football team than they were when they finished the 2020 season. And right now, they're a worse football team. But the good thing is, they're not going to play for another 6 months. So we've seen this a lot with this team. Well, most teams, but especially this team, because this team has a makeover all the time. I mean, there's been drastic change almost every year. So what happens is you get pissed and you get depressed and you get worried and you get bummed and whatever other not-so-fun adjective you want to throw in there. But then they start signing dudes and then you get excited. And then none of it really matters until September. You know, remember, like I said, everybody excited about Gus Bradley. Well, you're excited about Paul Gunther. You're excited about Ken Norton Jr. before him. You're excited about Trent Brown. You're excited about Tyrell Williams. You're excited about Richie Incognito. You're excited about LaMarcus Joyner. Those dudes aren't here anymore. You're excited about Corey Littleton. You're excited about Kukowski. You're excited about Mo Collins. Those guys didn't do crap last year. So they got to hit guys. They got to hit the guys. I wrote that today, that this isn't a crisis, but this is not a great trend of failing in free agency. And what's going on here is they're starting to chase their tail. You know, they're starting to, okay, it's like a guy at a casino, and he loses his butt. And then he goes, well, he gets in his credit card, and, well, I'm going to make it up. And then, well, you may not make it up. And that's what's happening here, is the Raiders had a really bad 2019 free agency. Now they're getting cap room. Now they're, like, projected to have, like, the 6 month cap room. But it's at a cost. They didn't sign these dudes so 2 years later they can just replace them. That's not how it works. And that's not the way it should work. So they got to get it right. That's my, that was my thesis of the day is, yeah, they're going to spend money. But they got to get it right. And we'll see. Trent Brown gone. I mean, I know there's been reports that, you know, saying that the Raiders wouldn't have traded him. Vic Taver does an excellent job. And this is not a knock on Vic whatsoever. I believe the report. I just think the reasoning is, like, so what? From the team. I hate when people pit reporters against each other. You know, Vic basically said, and there was a report out of Boston as well, that the Raiders weren't going to trade, and Ian Rappaport reported it last week, the Raiders weren't going to cut Trent Brown. They only traded him. Well, okay. Come on, guys. I'm talking about the Raiders. You gave him away at pennies on the dollar. This is the deal. Trent Brown and a 2022, that's tough for me to say, seventh round pick, goes to the Patriots. And a fifth round pick in 2022 goes to the Raiders. Whippy-doo. For a dude that they signed for 4 years, $66 million 2 years ago. And they paid a buttload of money. Who cares that you're able to trade him? You traded him again for a ham sandwich. So, come on. Who cares that you weren't going to cut him? You didn't want him. You did, you would have kept him. And you know what? Now they got to replace Trent Brown. We've talked about it. Extremely talented. Only played half of his 32 games with the Raiders. Missed 11 games last year. They couldn't count on him anyways. Rumblings that he may not have really been excited. You know, he got his money and wasn't that motivated. Pretty good deal for the Patriots. They get a guy that they won a Super Bowl with. I'm not saying that he's the secret answer at all, but they're comfortable with him. They got him at $11 million, not $16. And he's a free agent next year, so he's probably going to be motivated. And he'll probably play well. And then they can get a third-round comp pick for him. So, pretty good deal for the Patriots. But yeah, now you got to replace him. And Incognito is cut. There's a report, Vic keeps saying that he thinks Incognito is going to be back at a lesser price. The report that Gabe Jackson was going to be cut, but he hasn't been yet. So you wonder, are they going to try to get a restructured deal with him? You know, Gabe's probably having his agent gauge the market. But the Raiders haven't cut him. And the Raiders haven't done... And if the Raiders end up cutting him, they're not really doing him any favors because they could have gave him some time on the market. Tyrell Williams is cut. LaMarcus Joyner, another bad 2019 pick, is cut. And we'll see what's up with Mariota. But again, the Raiders are going to have cap room. That's the delightful news. The not-so-delightful news is that they got a lot of guys to replace now. They got, you know, in theory, they got three offensive linemen to replace. That's pretty massive, right? And, you know, you got Gooden, John Simpson and all that, but this is a good offense. But when was this offense at its best? When Derek Carr was getting supreme protection, right? When guys were hurt, and guys were hurt this year, you know, it wasn't as good. So this line has to be at its best. So maybe Good is re-signed. Maybe he's not. I think he is. That's not a report. That's just a guess. Maybe Incognito's back. But Incognito's coming off an injury where he missed most of last season. He's going to be 38 this summer. How much can you count on him? So, yeah, they got holes on offense now. We were just worried about the holes on defense. Well, they still got massive holes on defense. Brought in A.J. Boye for a visit. I don't know. Maybe we'll hear something tomorrow on that. Okay, Poyer, a vet, you know, finesse guy, he can cover. We'll see. Again, I think they may have room for maybe one high-ticket guy. A guy to keep an eye on, maybe Bud Dupree. But they have a lot of things they got to fill. They got to fill, I would say, two or three defensive linemen. That's the pass rusher. Defensive tackle, a safety, cornerback, offensive lineman. You know, cap space gets sucked up pretty quickly. So, I'm just wondering, is this team going to be improved? Or is it just going to, you know, wash stuff out and wash stuff back in and not really make any real fundamental strides? And that's what I think this team is in danger of doing right now, is just kind of always being around 7-8, 7-9, 9-7, 8-8. AFC's tough. You got to get better. That's why the whiffs in free agency and the young guys not developing, that has to stop. This last year was not a great season for taking that next step, which they were supposed to do last year. You know, I've heard some guys on the team, and Mayock said it last week, no more excuses. You god dang right, no more excuses. There was no more excuses last year. So you got to make strides this year. You got to make the playoffs this year. What are you going to do? Oh, well, you know, we had cap trouble. No. So, again, I don't want to be negative, but this is the reality. The Raiders have taken a step back because of those free agent picks didn't pan out. Now they are going to replace him, and they have to really do a good job of it. And free agency, as we know, is a crapshoot. This isn't the best and brightest. These are good players, but they have to make it work. They just have to make it work. I mean, the pressure is on Gruden, Mayock, and the roster. And again, hey, I'm not saying this team is going to fall off the face of this earth. I'm saying this is supposed to be a playoff burst. This is what's the next step. And they have to make it. They have to make it. And that's, again, no excuses for sure. What else we got going on? I mean, a lot, right? The Russell Wilson stuff. Again, I think right now the Raiders are not looking at Russell Wilson as far. I mean, they're just trying to figure stuff out. And Russell Wilson's probably going, oh, great, they're on my list, but three offensive linemen are no longer there since I wrote that list. And one of his biggest beefs with Seattle is no protection. So he can't be really excited about that. But again, unless we hear anything more, like anything tangible about the Raiders and Russell Wilson, I don't think we really need to keep it on our radar. But again, things can change. I reported yesterday that, as of yesterday, that there was, and according to a source who's very much in the know, told me that the Raiders really haven't shown any interest. So I think what's going to end up happening that this Russell Wilson is going to add more teams to his list. Dallas is obviously out. The Raiders are just kind of there. Chicago, I don't think they have what the Seahawks want. New Orleans, I don't think they have the cap room. So Russell Wilson, if he wants to get traded, is going to have to bring other teams into the pick. Maybe the Jets, maybe the Broncos, maybe the 49ers. Well, NFC West, I don't think so. But the point is, I don't really think, as of right now, there's much for this community to worry about on the Russell Wilson stuff. I think the Raiders need other things. And, you know, they have a solid quarterback. So I think that's just kind of a different deal right now. Mike Mayock said last week that he didn't know how active he thought the Raiders were going to be. He thought they were going to be active, but he didn't know if they were going to be big ticket, medium ticket. Wait a week, wait a month, basically what he said. I think the fact that they had Boye in this week shows that they are going to be active. I think they're going to get guys. I really do. Again, get the right guys. No more whiffing. No, this is a no-whiff zone. That's not fun. We don't want to see that anymore. I thought it was interesting. Mayock said last week, and he kind of admitted that he screwed up on the draft. You know, he said the lessons that he learned from that COVID draft was that they had projection guys. That was Lynn Bowden. That was Tanner Muse. Excuse me. Hey, we almost went 13 minutes before my first cough. That's a new all-time record, at least for the winner. Amik Robertson, those guys were all changing positions, you know. Bowden was going from quarterback and receiver to running back. Muse was going from safety to linebacker. Amik Robertson was going from outside corner to slot corner. And the lack of offseason really hurt those guys. So I think now that maybe we won't know if there's a true offseason, that we may see the Raiders take less projection. So I thought that was honest. I thought it was interesting. And, yeah. And you know, maybe Muse and Meek Robertson will take the next step this year. They need to desperately. Robertson is a guy that the Raiders basically drafted to take over for Joyner, who after 1 year they knew that he really wasn't the guy. So, you know, we'll see, but this kid has to really take the next step. But yeah, I mean, so again, lots going on. We're going to talk next Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Free agency starts on the 17th. Happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody. But it really starts Monday. That's when stuff starts flying, and you will be knowing some things. And we'll see just how active the Raiders are. But I think with some cap room and with more needs, I think they're going to have to be active early. So there you go. It's starting to happen. I'm having fun. I like it a lot. You take care. It's going to get busier. It's already busy. Check out Silver Black Pride every day, several times a day. We got you covered. I promise. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. You have a great week, everybody.